tell us about your background and a little bit about that transition?
Okay, well, I transitioned from the medical field into chiropractic because I wanted to be on the side of prevention and helping people rather than just in the area of diagnosis. And I have been in chiropractic for 15 years, 13 of which have been here in Orlando, which time I started integrating nutrition into my practice, I realized at a very early point in my chiropractic career that it took good nutrition to balance out body chemistry, and without the body chemistry and balance, the body is not going to heal. So I went on a mission, and for 13 years, through trial and error, I used many different companies, many different products, and I was trying to compile the best product line that I could for my patients while I was picking and choosing and stocking my shelves from top to bottom, wall to wall. USANA came to me. It was absolutely a serendipitous situation. And I was in the formative stages of working on building a treatment center and setting up a treatment center. And the person who was my business partner at the time, a financial planner, said, "You need to take a look at this. Get rid of everything else you have because this is what's going to fund our treatment center." Well, that wasn't the way I did things, but a long story short, I signed up that day. And then I started using the products myself, my staff, my family, and select group of patients, and you know, the rest is history. I got rid of everything else that I was using, and I just started using USANA products. Little by little, I saw that my sole purpose at the time was just to have good products, although the other person told me that this was how we were going to build our treatment center, fund our treatment center. Well, little by little, I started making some serious dollars, and I thought, wow, yeah, I can do that. But that's how I got into USANA, and that's where I am with it right now.
Now, Kathy, I know that there are many, many chiropractors that cross our paths in our towns, each of us knowing that they tend to be more health-oriented than the physicians, the typical physician or mainstream doctors, that they are not into a lot of drugs and pharmaceutical products, that they really are looking towards supplementation and natural methods of prevention a lot more. Now, many people on the line tonight are either chiropractors or would love to help a chiropractor understand the USANA difference. We talk about the USANA difference a lot, Kathy. And I realize, I know that many of you have heard me interview some of our people that are chiropractors that have been with USANA for many years, and that they have talked about the background of the product and how once they've tested it, there's just a huge difference. When you started using it in your practice, using it with your business, using it, you know, outside of your practice, what do you think, in your opinion, is the strongest USANA difference issues? You know, what should a guest that's on the line tonight, just looking at the product itself, why do you think, as a chiropractor, you noticed the kinds of changes you did?
First of all, it's just to say we have a pharmaceutical-grade product. To a healthcare professional, that means a lot, especially one who has been utilizing nutrition. That was powerful. That was huge for me to see that they were in the PDR. That was huge. The second big issue with me was no inventory. And when people ask me all the time, you know, what can I tell my chiropractor and what information can I give them? I mean, that's huge. I was spending $400 or $500 $1,000 a week just to maintain inventory, and then having to look at the expiration dates and the whole thing, and not having to do that. The PCs, that's unbelievable. And like I said, the PDR, the pharmaceutical grade. And my big thing is that it's not treating symptoms. That is the biggest thing. I was looking for something that was going to balance. Balance is the key. And going to the cause of the problem, going to the cell, rather than treating symptoms, a pill for an ill. And there's no guesswork. The work is done, and that's what I tell my colleagues, and that's what I tell my patients. You know, you don't have to go back and research. You don't have to go back and study organic chemistry. done. The work is done, and I use Dr. Strand's protocol. I have all his protocol printed up in a ring binder, and we use that. It's so simple, but it's so necessary.
Okay, and seriously, when you were working with other products, you didn't have any kind of product in your office that was the same as you saw. I mean, was this very unusual? When this product hit you, was this different?
I had products that had the same kind of labels on them. I had vitamin C and all the B's and the antioxidants. I had all that stuff, all the different product lines. But the quality, purity, potency, not even close. Not even close. And with all the, I mean, the comparative guide is powerful. I show that to all healthcare people. And
right.
I had a meeting with a chiropractor who is in research right now. And he, you know, when I talked to him on, it was on Sunday, and he sat with his, you know, his arms folded and looked at me, you know, copped an attitude with me right off the bat. And you know, I'm up to here with ba 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 ba, and I said, I know, I understand. You know, the feel, felt, sound thing, I was there. And all I did was just say, you know what, I guess you would just have to use the product to understand. And the more I told him, the more impressed he was, the more I showed him. The comparative guide was the icing on the cake. He went, this is really impressive. And they want to see it. They need to hear that there's something different, because I'm here to tell you, we are inundated with products, product lines, companies, the magic elixir. I mean, there is a magic bullet out there. If all you have to do is just look at the mail that comes in and look at the emails and the faxes. I probably get on an average of 25 to 30 different products or product lines every week.
Oh, that is just horrible, because to have to get through all of that, and now you don't have to get through it anymore, because after you start researching Dr. Wentz and the science behind USANA, it does take out that magic bullet. There is no magic bullet. The cell needs this, and that's what we have as the system.
Right, and it is very confusing, because I had a patient that was in my office today. She said, ever since I was diagnosed with lupus 15 years ago, I've been doing my own research, and they recommend this, 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 and this. But I don't know. I go to a health food store. I don't know, you know, why this one works and this one doesn't, or which one's better. You know, people are trying to self, I hate to use the word Medicaid, but they're trying to be their own doctors. And with the limited amount of information, and they're picking up whatever they can on the Internet or in the library or whatever, and they don't know what they don't know. And unfortunately, our medical profession, our healthcare people are the same way. You know,
right.
Unless they really understand why the USANA products are different. And I'm so glad that Dr. Wentz and his infinite wisdom was, you know, that took that vehicle. Because to put his product on, you know, with the rest of the retail products, would be a discredit to the company.
Oh, can you imagine? You know, people have asked me, why isn't it sold in Walmart? Now, can you imagine going down the rows and rows of shelf life of our shelves of all these products, and, you know, you can imagine what people do. They run down the line, and they look, and they read some ingredients, or they pick up a bottle and look at the price, and they pick the $2 bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no clue about bioavailability. They have no clue that there is a system that your cell requires, that there's balance, that the potency probably isn't guaranteed, and that they have no idea what the garbage is that's inside with whatever little tiny bit of nutrients are listed in there. We really can be the prey. I'm kind of quoting the speaker, Paul Van Pilser, recently, just we are preyed upon, and that is unfortunate. Kathy, as you have been working with the team in Florida, and you are just, you guys have got just a powerful team in Florida, USANA obviously is making a difference there, and we look back at Dr. Wentz and some of the wonderful things that he has done. We look at the scientists, and we know that that is part of the USANA difference. We look at Dr. Strand. You mentioned the medical advisory board, some of those doctors that we have on board now that are up with the cutting edge information that we have, and they're writing some great books, putting out websites. You mentioned Dr. Strand. For those of you who heard her say, I use Dr. Strand, let's talk about that just for a second, because it's a great tool. That website, I'm going to give that website to all the guests that have no idea what we're talking about. And I want you to run up there and look at that site, but get the person who is working with you to email you or hand you a report. And every distributor in USANA should be part of that yearly program with Dr. Strand, because for something like $29 you can run off unlimited reports and have access to that. And that's at it's www.bionutrition.org. And when you see a login, if you're a guest, just have someone else just run a report from inside. But you can read some of the things that are available to you, the guests, to look at. And then if you've got some specific disease or ailment, is that how you're using it, Kathy? If they have something specific, you run up there and just run a report. And he's got a great optimal dosage of different USANA products that he uses in his practice. And have those been what you found to be useful to you?
Right. What I tell other doctors as well, especially those that have not been doing nutrition, and we have a lot of medical doctors in our community who are with our team now. And because we are in a real crisis here with the medical field, with the malpractice and the whole thing. So they're looking for different ways to generate income. And so, fortunately, USANA has been a godsend for a lot of medical doctors. And it's real scary to them because they really didn't have that background in their education. And for them to have to learn something new is, you know, not something they're really excited about. However, and, any healthcare people, however, I tell them, this is the way I do it in my office. You know, we have a certain amount of things that we have to get done in a time, and I don't have a lot of time to sit and counsel each and every patient individually for, you know, the amount of time that it takes. So I actually have an assistant that I will say, okay, would you take Susan back and give her the fibromyalgia protocol?
Uh-huh.
And she will open up the book and show her the printed out pages and what it's all about and say, okay, now this is what the doctor recommends. You need to. And they take it up to the front desk, and they're told you can buy it retail they're explained about the PC. And it is very simple. From that point on, it's out of my hands. I don't have to deal with it. You know, I make the recommendations. They listen to me, and I don't have to justify. I don't have to talk them into it. I don't have to teach them a whole lot. I just say, okay, you know, you're doing very well as far as your normal musculoskeletal balance goes. However, you are absolutely going to need something to balance out your biochemistry. And this is what we need. You've got a lot of buildup of toxins and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And they listen, they do it, and I don't have any problem with it. But the work is done. I don't have to do it. That's
right.
The latest part.
That is fantastic. Now, let's talk logistics right there, because I can tell that there are chiropractors on the line saying, okay, I like that. I can handle that. The Dr. Strand has done, you know, what, 7-8 years of research into the medical literature and with the USANA scientists and then with his own practice using the products in his practice, and he has definitely given us a great system here. And so he's got minimal dosages, optimal dosages. He's got a report on the disease and the ailment and why nutrition, why use sauna. So that's kind of outline for them. So you've got an assistant. They show them. They're up at the desk. They're doing retail or PC. That's where I want to go for just a minute. For those who are guests on the line, you can ask the person that's invited you on the call about PCs, but it means preferred customer. And it basically means that a person can buy the products on an auto ship, shipped directly to their door for the same price that the distributors buy it. It's all an auto ship price. It's 10% below the wholesale price. We have a retail, wholesale, and a PC price, or an auto ship price. And I think that's the best part, is the person can buy the product at a great price, and they don't have to be in the business if that's not their direction that they want to go. They're just involved in the product. Now, when they would tell you, just a quick logistics thing, if they say retail, then do you just have it shipped into your office and call them and sell it straight to them?
I keep enough inventory on hand.
So you've got a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And they can just buy it from you. And then if they say they want to be a preferred customer, your assistant describes how that works, and they just, do you actually do it, have your assistant just maybe do it online right then?
Absolutely. We have a form. We fill out, the information is all put on the form, and my front desk person just enters it online, and then we tell the patient at that time, or she tells the patient at that time, at any given point in time, you can add to it, delete it, stop it, do whatever you like. And they feel like they're in control then.
And they are.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the good part. They are. Now, Kathy, you also have taken the in control position of being the person they're trusting. They have come there to trust you and to ask this opinion of you or to have you tell them what's good for them. And when they come back a month later or 2 months later, I know they come back and say, thank you, Kathy, I can't believe how good I feel in comparison.
Actually, I hear it within, usually within the next two or three office visits, which is usually within the next week to 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I hear subtle things and I hear very major things.
You know, I think that the one thing that's wrong today, major, I mean, there's some other things wrong, we all know, but in the wellness field or the health field or the disease field, whichever direction you want to look at it. But, Kathy, one of the things wrong is that when a person goes to their doctor or their chiropractor, in many instances, if they do not know about USANA, they don't have an answer.
That's right.
And the patient will do anything if they know it's going to help.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not about, you know, treating symptoms, and I hate, you know, talking about people, excuse me, talking about conditions or illnesses or diseases. But unfortunately, that's where we have evolved, and we have to, you know, take care of the acute situation at hand. Then we can talk about reversing, and then we can talk about prevention. But
now, Kathy, didn't you come from the medical field before you went into chiropractic?
Yes.
And the switch over was made. What was your main reason for doing the switch?
Several things. A couple of my brothers were in chiropractic when I got out of X-ray school.
Okay.
And I wanted to go to school then. And unfortunately, I was held back. I was engaged at the time, and I was told I had a good enough job. And I went along for 18 years and did what I did. What I did very well, and I was very good at what I did. And I went through all kinds of, I went through the entire diagnostic department, and I did everything that there was, including clinical instructor and then the program director. So the last few years I was teaching full time, and I was so frustrated because I saw all of these patients coming in with symptoms that were very real, and we did all of these fancy schmancy $100,000 diagnostic exams that, you know, if they were lucky, they came up with a diagnosis. Most of the time it was, well, there's nothing wrong with you, but, you know, here's a script, take this, this, and this.
Right.
And as an 18-year-old, as a 28-year-old, as a 38-year-old, I was extremely frustrated. I thought there's got to be a better way. And again, I had a basic understanding of chiropractic because three of my brothers were there already. And when one day, in the middle of the night, I woke up and I thought, what am I doing? I don't want to be here. I called to find out what I needed to do to get into chiropractic college. The rest is history.